Here at the Academy, Matt Lampert was on the rowing team. He deployed to Afghanistan with his Marine Special Ops team, and as they entered a compound, an IED exploded and Matt lost both his legs. He endured a long and painful recovery, but with his new legs, he learned to walk again. He practiced, he trained, and then he passed his physical tests and deployed to Afghanistan again, a double amputee back in the fight. And Matt recently completed his tour. He is back home, and he's looking ahead to many years of service. And reflecting on his journey, his mission to return to his unit, he said he was determined however long it was going to take. So, class of 2013, I cannot promise you a life of comfort and ease, for you have chosen an ancient path, the profession of arms, which carries all the perils of our modern world. And just as classes before you could not know that they would find themselves at Coral Sea or Midway or Fallujah or Helmand, we cannot know sitting here today where your service will carry you. But I do know this. As you say farewell to Bancroft Hall, as you make your way down Stribling Walk one last time, you're becoming the newest link in a storied chain. As I look in to your eyes today, I see the same confidence and the same professionalism, the same fidelity to our values of those who have served before you. The Jones and Nimitz and Lejeune and Burke and, yes, the Snyder and the Lampert, Americans who surrendered to nothing. And I'm absolutely confident that you will uphold the highest of standards and that your courage and honor and your commitment will see us through, and that you will always prove yourselves worthy of the trust our nation is placing in you today. So congratulations, class of 2013. God bless our Navy. God bless our Marine Corps. God bless our armed services. God bless these United States of America.